Hey gang, this is Tim from Capes and Scowls. You may have noticed a bit of an absence from the regular Capes and Scowls crew. Although don't worry, the Capes and Scowls West crew has been killing it with great content, keeping you guys entertained, and I can't tell them how thankful I am of that. I just wanted to tell everybody what's been going on. I've been having health issues again. Hooray! I had another bout of cancer to deal with, so that's kind of taken me out of the game for a minute. I've had surgery, and I should, for the moment, be fine, and hopefully forever be fine. I'm not going to go into crazy detail. If you listened in the past to when Leander and I went over when I had my last surgery, which was my second surgery, so this was my third, I kind of explained everything of what goes on with thyroid cancer. You can hunt that down in our archive and listen to it again if you're interested in learning kind of what it is. But I feel okay. I feel fine. Just tired. So hopefully we'll get back into more interviews, more everything. More everything, people. We'll give you more of everything. A lot of great cons coming up. We are in the middle of con season. New York Comic Con is coming up. I will go to that. Hopefully get you some good stuff there. I want to thank everybody who supported me. I didn't make a big production of this up until the wire. I really didn't tell too many people, so don't be offended if I didn't tell you. I didn't tell anybody outside of like work that needed to know and family. So yeah, that's it. I'm good and I'll be good going forward. I've got my voice back. It's not 100%. You know, thyroid, you're cutting around the neck. But I feel pretty good. I'm doing good, and we'll be fine. So I'm gonna leave you with some content. Let's do some content. It'll be quick. This is a mini-sode. You know, we can't all be, oh, woe is me, cancer. I'm not that guy. So while I've been here with bed rest and not much to do, I did go on Netflix, and I did check out the Castlevania anime, which so far is just 4 episodes in season 1. I don't know if many more will come for season 1 or they'll just go to season 2. I'm kind of under that impression. The animation itself is pretty good. There's a lot of violence that you may not be ready for. It kind of doesn't happen until halfway through where the violence kind of amps up. It is of interest to comic fans because it is written by Warren Ellis. I believe it's written and directed. I think he did like 700 things. Maybe this is what he was doing instead of writing Karnak. The show's pretty good. I think it kind of is polarizing to some Castlevania fans. The old school fans are like, where's my Simon Belmont? He's not here. They focus on Trevor Belmont, probably the most hated Belmont in the clan. Story-wise, it's an interesting story, but I think they went that route so they could do Alucard, because Alucard does appear in the show. And you knew that. You know that early on, and you're like, okay, that's why we have to deal with Trevor. We want Alucard, because many people say Symphony of the Night is the greatest Castlevania game. I don't know if it's the greatest. It's definitely one of the most fun to play. I usually beat it, like, once a year. I just break it out and play all the way through, because it's so much fun. But I'm not in the Alucard camp like that, even after saying that. I'm not, like, huge on Alucard. I like the classic original Castlevanias as well. I'm a Simon guy. So how does this stack up? Well, it has a lot to do with religion and the church dictating how towns are kind of led. And Warren Ellis is perfect for this because he's done a lot of comics about that are historically based that have to deal with religion. He's tackled this style of topic before. He does a great job portraying the church and its leaders, and how some are good and some are not. And it was really well done. The whole church stuff, the church characters, your main good guy, bad guy in the church, great. And kind of how people thought back then in this, you know, what is considered an older time frame. You know, who's a witch? Who's a jerk? Who's doing black magic? Who needs to be punished? Oh, you're from this family. You're done. Things like that. I thought his portrayal of the church was great. I thought his portrayal of everyone else was a little weak. And, you know, you get your payoff with Alucard eventually, and it's kind of like, who cares? You're setting up for something great. And if this goes to be, like, 10 seasons, and it's 4 episodes a season, and they're just kind of like, here's a little dabble of it, it's kind of cool. It may become something great, but as of right now, it's lukewarm. If you want violence, you got it. It shows up, and it shows up really well. It has a lot of faith to certain aspects from the Castlevania mythology, both comic-wise and game-wise. You got to deal with Trevor, but Trevor's portrayed kind of well. And I thought it was actually pretty good. But like I said, it's lukewarm. It's not quite where it needs to be. I could easily see... I would say right now it's like a B for me, a B grade. But I could see that maybe rewatching it as a whole, once it's complete, it could easily move up a letter grade, at least. So I was pretty impressed with it. If you're wondering where Warren Ellis has been, this is probably it. I wouldn't turn down Netflix either. So... that's it. There's a mini-sode for you. And we'll get back to more interviews and more regular content here on our East Coast, our regular channel. And thank you to Leander and everybody over there at the West Coast. I've really enjoyed your content. I like how consistent you are. I remember once upon a time I was consistent. Maybe I'll get back there with you guys and we'll really crank out some content. But thank you, Capes and Scales fans. You're some of the best fans out there. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you. So thank you, and I'll see you guys soon.